Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. We just thank God. We thank God. So much is going on, but we give glory and honor to God. He is truly omnipotent, huh? He is truly a mighty God. Yeah. He's mighty God. He's mighty to me. Take it personal. He's mighty to you. He's mighty. And everything that he does, he's mighty. He's omnipotent. Yes, he is. He's holy. He's just. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Yes, we thank God. We just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to just, again, thank you for being with us. Yes. We just give all honor and glory to God. He is our Eldai Shai. He is our Elohim. He is our Lord of Lords. Yes, he's our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God, for this day. Thanking you, Master, for this minute. Thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us, God. Thank you, Master. Oh, we're just grateful today, Lord. We are just grateful for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do, God. Oh, we're just grateful, Lord. We say hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for watching over us, God. As we slumber and slept many evenings, many nights, God, you sent your angels to cap around us, God. And we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this United States, God. We're not doing everything that you so desire for us to do, Master, but we thank you. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy, God. Your mercy, God. Oh, your mercy will suit this case, God. Your mercy, God. Oh, Master, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for this weekend is what's called Father's Day, a day that we honor dads, a day that we honor men. We honor those who have tied up their shoes, God, had laced them up and taken on the role of a man. Yeah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for you and we thank God for you. Scripture is Psalms 103, verse 13. And it says, as a father has compassion on his child, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Yeah, fear God. If you fear God, you will live a life of victorious. Victory, huh? Fearing God. Knowing that he's God. Yes. Acknowledging that he's super. He's ruler over heaven and earth. Yes. Glory to God. Yeah. We give him praise, huh? We give him praise. Yeah, we're just going to go quickly into what we have today, what we have that the Lord has given us. Yeah. What the Lord has blessed us with. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, so much is going on. So many of us are not happy. Some of us are sad. Oh, but I want you to shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Let the devil know that it's not going to work, that he has no authority over you. No authority over you. Go to God and repent for whatever sin that you may have committed. Repent. Fall on your face and cry out to God. He will hear you. Yes, he will. He will hear you when you're sincere, When you come with a sincere heart, he will hear you. Glory to God. Take that sad face off and put on a face of happiness, a face of joy, a face of peace. Yes, knowing who you are in Christ. The enemy may have came and tried to zap you out just for a minute, but you have the authority and you have the ability to zap yourself back into the presence of God. Did you hear what I said? It's true repentance. It's true repentance going before God. God is an almighty God, and he's a forgiving God. Don't ever forget that. Forgiving, I said. He's a forgiving God, and he will give you the joy. He will give you the peace that you so rightfully deserve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to just go quickly into our lesson. And it starts off with several biblical fathers. Yes, several biblical fathers. Starts off with Adam, who was the first father. And we know that Noah was the ark builder. And we talked about Job. He was a wealthy man. Abraham, one of the promise. Huh? He was the promise to redeem Abraham. He was the promise to redeem Adam, huh? Isaac, he was the son of Abraham. Jacob, father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Moses, huh? Moses, he had two sons. Glory to God. He was the father of the Hebrew people as they escaped slavery. David, he trusts God, but he sinned. He sinned greatly. Solomon, one of his sons, became the king of Israel. Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. Yes. And tonight my word is going to come from Esther. Yeah, Esther. And we're going to talk quickly about Mordecai. Who was Mordecai? Mordecai adopted his cousin, Hadasha, who was Esther. Hadasha is Hebrew, and he adopted her because Esther was an orphan. She was an orphan child. Yeah. He was very tender. He was very tender. He was very gentle as he brought Esther up. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Mordecai taught Esther how to carry herself as a young girl. How to carry herself as a young girl and journey into womanhood, huh? Yeah. Mordecai was the cousin, the second cousin, really, to Esther. Mordecai. He was an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin, who fate it has been to occupy a distinctive place, yeah, for his people. His desire was to occupy, was to actually own a certain part of land for his people. Yeah, yeah. Think about that. Yeah. 6 years, 60 years, yeah. 6 years, his great-grandfather, Kish, had been carried into Babylon. With the king of Judah. This is found in Esther chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. His uncle died in Persia, leaving his mother motherless with a daughter. Look at that. Esther was in the care of Mordecai and his wife. Yeah. Mordecai, a father figure. Mordecai and his wife raised Esther. Yeah, they raised Esther. And they raised Esther to be disciplined. They raised her to be distinguished. Yeah, they raised her to have excellent characteristics. Esther, yeah, being a young woman, a purity that was so important for Esther to be a woman of purity. What am I talking about when I say purity? Esther, the virgin girl. Yes, Esther. She listened to her second cousin, And eventually, she was selected to be one out of a pool. It was a pool of young ladies. Yeah, there was a pool. And that time there was a pool because the king was looking for another queen. Yeah, his queen was no longer interested in providing anything, any duty of the king. So the king decided that he needed to have another queen. Yeah. So Esther was in this pool of young girls. Yeah, yeah. She got to be in this pool because of Mordecai and his teaching and his training. Yeah. He taught her how one day she would be someone, how one day she would have a certain distinction. Huh? How one day she would be in the royal family. Glory to God. Mordecai. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mordecai. Think about that. Think about that. Mordecai. And Proverbs 19 and verse 8 says, to acquire wisdom is to love oneself. Are you listening to what I'm saying? To require wisdom is to love oneself. People who cherish understanding will prosper. Glory to God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? When you listen, and you require, you have the desire to, you have that desire to have that wisdom. And then the desire that you have to have the wisdom is because you love yourself. You got to love yourself. Anybody listen to what I'm saying? You got to love yourself. Yeah, and it says here that people who will do this, yeah, they will cherish understanding and they will prosper. This is Proverbs 19 and 8. And that is exactly what Esther did. Go quickly with me to Joseph. Yeah, I'm talking about Joseph. And I know when I say go quickly, the first Joseph, everybody goes to, but I don't know why, but they always go to Joseph who was sold into slavery. But no, I'm not talking about that Joseph tonight. Yeah, I'm talking about Joseph, Jesus' earthly father. Yeah, Jesus' earthly father. He was selected by God. He was selected. He was handpicked. Yeah, by God. Joseph was an upright man. He was upright. His actions towards Mary, his fiancée, revealed that he was kind and he was sensitive, even when he got the news that Mary was pregnant. Can a carpenter's son be the savior of the world? Only if God says so. Are you listening to me? Only if God says so. Go get your water. Go get your water. Listen to this. Being a carpenter, there are many ways that you can express to others. You can express to others the power of God through carpentry. Now I know you're saying, how is that possible? Remember, a carpenter is a very skilled trade. It's something that takes time to learn. Yeah. Carpentry, you must learn the power of cutting, shaping, and refining the wood. Yes. Who could say Jesus didn't use some of his carpentry skills in the ministry? Who could say that? Certainly. He had to shape, and he had to form, and he had to redefine the wood constantly. Cutting it was of most importance. Having the knowledge of how to and what to do with the wood was even greater. Joseph taught Jesus. Yes, he taught Jesus carpentry. Remember, Jesus did not go into the ministry until he was 30. So that means growing up, Jesus was a great carpenter. Yeah. So he was one who could define wood, and he could see that there was something even in something that was supposed to be old and throw it away. He knew how to shape it. He knew how to create it. Glory to God. Yeah. Jesus was trained by Joseph. His earthly father. That was his earthly father. Yeah. His earthly father. Proverbs 24:5 says, a wise man is mightier than a strong man. And a man of knowledge is more powerful than a strong man. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Look at that. Look at that. Proverbs. Oh, yeah. Solomon is talking. Solomon is, he's on it. Solomon says this. He says a wise man is mightier than a strong man. How could that be? Using your head, using your brain, huh? A wise man is stronger than a man of knowledge. Yeah, a wise man. It says here, a wise man is mightier than a strong man. Let me get it. Yeah. So that means you're using your brain. You're not using your strength. You're not using the capability of what you can lift and what you can pick up, but you're using the wisdom that only comes from God. Huh? And it says, and a man of knowledge is more powerful than a strong man because the wisdom comes from God. Simple. The wisdom comes from the Creator. The wisdom comes from someone who is greater, hallelujah, greater than all of us, someone who has the greater picture, hallelujah, than all of us. Yeah. Jesus, huh? Look at that. Jesus, the carpenter's son. Jesus, who was raised by Joseph. What a father. What a father. He taught him everything he knew. Everything he knew. And most likely Jesus carried on that carpentry work into the ministry. Because if you're in the ministry, there are many times when you have to form and you have to sit back and watch God shape someone who the word has gone through. Yeah, but your job is to give it. Hallelujah. Yeah. And watch God shape it. Watch God form it. Watch God create it. Watch God purify it. Hallelujah. I know Jesus used carpentry. Hallelujah. Because it's being used today. Yes. It was used on me. Hallelujah. I was formed. I was shaped. I was recreated. I was molded. Think about it. Somebody had to cut you out. Cut that sin from around you. Somebody had to redefine you. Hallelujah. When they gave the word. When the word went forth. Your spirit received the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for Joseph. Yeah. Nobody talks about him. Nobody talks about the earthly father. Only at Christmas time. Only at Christmas time do Joseph comes up. But we want to acknowledge Joseph today. We want to thank Joseph for teaching Jesus. Hallelujah. The earthly methods that came from above. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we all could benefit. We all had to be recreated. We all had to be redefined. Yeah. Solomon, in the book of Solomon, Solomon in Proverbs 19:20, Solomon says here, he says, hear counsel, receive instructions, and accept corrections that you may be wise in the time to come. Glory to God. Solomon is talking to men. He's talking to men. He's talking to the males. Yeah. But he's also talking to the females. Yeah. Yeah. But tonight we would just want to stay. He's talking to the men. He's talking to the men. And he's talking to us about what we should hear. Mm-hmm. What should we should pay attention to. What we should receive. And then after we receive it, what are we to do with it? Glory to God. Solomon. Solomon is talking to us. Yeah. One more person we want to just expound on. We want to go to Jesse. And who is Jesse? Jesse was the son of Obed and the grandson of Boaz and Ruth. He was a farmer. And he was a sheep breeder. Yeah, he was a sheep breeder in Bethlehem. Yeah, a breeder of sheep. David was the youngest of Jesse's 8 sons. Hallelujah. Look at that. Jesse was of the tribe of Judah. Sound familiar? He was in the lineage. He was in that lineage. Yeah. Many of you know I love genealogy. This is it. Matthew chapter 1 verse 6 talks about the genealogy of Jesus the Christ. In knowing and just looking back into this story, Jesse, his grandfather, was a very wealthy herdsman. And his name was Boaz. Now we know that story. Yeah. And to have a grandmother like Ruth, who was very humble. Hallelujah. Ruth was very humble in all aspects. Glory to God. Yet she was a hard worker. Ruth didn't mind rolling up her sleeves and going to work. Hallelujah. Yeah. There was no such thing as laying in bed all day and having nothing to do. There was no such thing as looking at the stories and having nothing to do but just look at stories all day. That was not on the agenda of Ruth. She was a woman that worked in the fields. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. So Jesse was from a good lineage. Yeah. His folks were of good seed. People with integrity. Leaders in the community. They weren't lazy people. They had get up and they had go. Nobody had to create something for them to do. They knew what they were going to do. And they got up and they did it. They were a people of willing to work. They were people of willing to get the job done. Yes. Jesse trained his sons to be skilled. Jesse trained his sons to be herdsmen. Jesse trained them, to be fit, just like David, to be fit for a king. You know, when in the Old Testament, we remember many stories where David had the greatest army. He had the greatest army. Think about it. David grew up a herdsman. Look at this. Yeah. So see, right now I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who it is, but wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, you're just in a place where God is just preparing you for greater things that are coming. Hallelujah. Listen to me. David grew up in a place where he just took care of sheep. Yeah. But he was very detailed. Yeah. He was very patient with his sheep, and he was very concerned about them. But we see with David, later on, David became the king of Judah. He fought many battles. And he won many victories. Yeah. David, the son of Jesse. Listen to me. Yeah. The son of Jesse was David. David was the great grandson. Yeah. Of Boaz and Ruth. Hallelujah. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. So whoever you are, it's in you. It's in you right now. And God is cultivating it. You're being cultivated. You're being groomed for whatever it is that he's going to use you for. You're just in a place where you're just getting dressed. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's fixing you up for what has yet to come. This is the God that we talk about. This is the God who loves us. This is the God who went on that old cross for all of us. He could have came down, but he chose to stay up there. Yeah. Why? Because he loved us. He loved us all unconditionally. Glory to God. And we thank him. We give him praise right now. Yeah. We're talking today to all the men. We're talking to those who are dads, those who are fathers. And when I say dads and fathers, what dad is one who, when you're young, you like to have your dad. Yeah, you like your dad. But when you grow up and you become a man and when you become a woman, this is your father. Hallelujah. This is your earthly father. Yeah. Yeah. Big difference. And it's all about age. That's all it is, a dad and a father. Yeah. Because many times when we're young, we do daddy things. We do things with daddy. But when we grow up and we are no longer babes, now we do things with our father. We acknowledge our father. Yeah. Notice I said father. Because in father we have respect for our father. We acknowledge our father. Yes. It's Hesman, huh? We acknowledge, yeah, him. And we give him reverence as father. Mm-hmm. He's done so much for us. I'm talking about our earthly fathers. Yes, they have sacrificed so much for many of us. And some of us fathers who haven't been there like we should have been there, there are ways to make up that time. There are ways to make the time up. But we have to go to God. We have to go to God and repent and ask God to show us. Show us how to make it right. And only God can do that. Only God can show us how to make it right. I'm talking to you, fathers. Yeah. I'm talking to you. You may have been lacking an area with your children. Yes. But God is not giving up on you. No, he's not. He's not giving up on you. Many a man proclaimed his own loving kindness and goodness, but a faithful man, listen to what I said, a faithful man who can find faithfulness. Who can find faithfulness? Faithfulness is hard to find. But it's right there. It's very near. Being faithful is something that we all can do. Being committed, being loyal. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word because we know that your word is true. Yeah. You're not a man, oh God, that you would not tell us the truth. Yes. You're truthful to us, God. And we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for all the dads. We thank you for all the fathers. In Jesus' name, amen. And we say, have a great Father's Day, but not just a one-day Father's Day, but just be a great father all the time, because that is what's required. God requires that you be great fathers all the time. So that way your children, see, your lineage is so important. Your children will be great to their children, hallelujah, because they see you. They see you. They watch everything you do. Yeah. Don't forget, on Sunday evenings, with God-Favored Ministries. And back with us on next Friday. Amen.